A single factor defines Donald Trump's presidency, making it unlike the 44 administrations before. Be they great, middling, or corrupt, the presidents past all shared a trait missing in the Trump presidency. In 1789, when America began its experiment in the then radical idea of self-government, George Washington set a tone that he hoped would endure among all those who in the future would be temporarily imbued with the powers of the presidency, avoiding any hint of the debauchery and high-handedness of European monarchs, whose claim of a God-given right to reign was challenged by the new nation. When Washington desired a piece of land the nascent federal government owned, he did what everyone else who wanted that real estate did. Washington submitted a bid, the winning one, as it turned out. Thomas Jefferson, who in the Declaration of Independence gave us the lofty ideal that all men are created equal, even as he owned slaves to the end of his life, pointed the nation west toward its manifest destiny with the Louisiana Purchase, and applied the principles of scientific thought as he strived for the best policies to benefit the nation and its people. Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves, whom the Confederacy leaders declared that the Christian God commanded them to own, before the shock of his assassination bequeathed us three amendments expanding our constitutional rights to all. Theodore Roosevelt, in a time of concentrated wealth the world had never seen, amid desperate want, railed against the rich, not for having money, but for abusing their fortunate status. He used government to rein in the worst impulses of what he called malefactors of wealth. Franklin D. Roosevelt overcame the handicap of a patrician upbringing to recognize the need to recover from the nation's worst economic crisis with lasting economic reforms before preparing the people to prosecute a war against the murderous Nazi racists and their allies. Dwight Eisenhower saw a nation pregnant with economic opportunity and gave it stretch marks in the 55,000 miles of interstate highways while sending in the 101st Airborne Division to protect the first African-American children going to Little Rock's Central High School. John F. Kennedy implored us, "Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country," and set us on a trajectory toward the moon. Lyndon Johnson overcame the racist environment of his youth to marshal votes for the Civil Rights Act, the Voting Rights Act, as well as Medicare, so that the disabled and elderly would not suffer needlessly and die early, even as he lost his way in Vietnam. Richard Nixon signed the Clean Air and Clean Water Acts, created the Environmental Protection Agency, and came out for national health care, even as his many crimes enveloped him, until, at long last, he showed his patriotic respect for our Constitution by resigning. Ronald Reagan, certain that the New Deal was holding back a richer future, persuaded the nation, for better or worse, to move in a new direction that, while Reagan could not have anticipated this, set us on the path to the Trump presidency. Even the worst of the presidents shared one common trait, vital to democracy, that is missing from the Trump administration. Chester Arthur came from New York political corruption, but when the assassination of James Garfield elevated Arthur to president, he told his cronies to never darken the White House door. Unwilling to sully the office he unexpectedly occupied, Arthur began professionalizing the federal workforce, reducing patronage by persuading Congress to enact the Pendleton Civil Service Reform Act. Warren G. Harding is remembered for the Teapot Dome scandal that benefited his crooked friends in business, but he also promoted nascent enterprises that would increase national wealth and opportunity, including aviation, cars, paved roads for them to drive on, and radio broadcasting. John Adams came closest to Trump and Nixon with the four Alien and Sedition Acts that restricted immigration and gave him a path to prosecute political enemies, as Trump says he wants to do. One of those four laws remained on the books long enough to give legal cover to the internment of Japanese Americans in 1942. Still, the Adams administration was free of scandal, managed government finances prudently, and launched the modern Navy. What distinguishes these American presidents from Trump? Some did great deeds and inspired great ambitions among the people, while others got lost in the small stuff. Some were reformers, others determined guardians of the status quo. Some spoke eloquently, lending grace to civic debate, while others were coarse, even verbal clods. Some, like Barack Obama, were personally scrupulous, their administrations free of scandal, while others, like Bill Clinton, couldn't control their impulses. What they had in common was that their administrations were about America and its people.